Unit 6, page 67 of the student's book.
The weekend picnic I enjoyed most was just a few weeks ago. My class decided to pay a visit to the botanical garden. It was a glorious Sunday. We met at the school gate on time and traveled to the botanical garden by bus. It was a long way to our destination, and we sang merrily all the way. The botanical garden was a very beautiful place. We made a short tour around the garden and took some pictures of the whole class. Then, we played a lot of games on a spacious piece of grassland. One of the boys brought along his guitar, and we sang our favorite songs. We laughed, talked, and danced too. After a delicious meal, with various kinds of food that we brought, we all took a rest. Some of us slept very soundly because it was so peaceful and quiet there. In the afternoon, we went on playing some more games. Then, we packed up the leftovers and returned home. We all felt happy.
Unit 6, page 70 of the student's book. Language focus. Pronunciation. Listen and repeat.
Teacher. Other. Together. Pagoda. About. Today. Bird. Term. Work. Shirt. Church. Early.
Practice these sentences.
Number 1. Have you heard about our excursion to Tay Pagoda? Number 2. Her father is learning German with a teacher. Number 3. Last year, the birds returned to the river earlier than this year. Number 4. The girls work in the church on Thursdays. Number 5. Was it Barbara's camera? Number 6. I'm thirsty, nurse. I want a glass of water.
Test yourself B, page 72 of the student's book.
We start our journey in Reading. This town lies about 50 miles to the west of London in the county of Berkshire. It is a medium-sized town of about 120,000 inhabitants. In times gone by, Reading was just a market town, best known for its Huntley and Palmer's biscuit factory. Now, it is at the heart of the computer industry in the UK and is expanding rapidly. Computer companies everywhere. It's not a very pretty town, but one which says a lot about England. Oxford is most definitely prettier. It is located in central England. It has a population of about 90,000, of which a large number work in or for the university. This is obviously what the city is famous for, but in terms of getting to know the country, what is really of interest is the British Leyland car factory at Cowley. This is huge, employing about 20,000 people. Yet, because of the university, it is usually forgotten. Spend a day looking round the works, seeing how they make the cars. Fascinating. Or stroll up Cowley Road and watch the world walk with you.